This week, the Environmental Almanac goes to the movies. Here's Rob Cantor.
In anticipation of the 31st annual Insect Fear Film Festival, which they will host Saturday on the U of I campus, this week's Environmental Almanac is written by two members of the Entomology Graduate Student Association, Michelle Duenas and Todd Johnson.
The theme of this year's Insect Fear Film Festival is pesticide fear. In one of our two feature films, Riders of the Whistling Pines, DDT plays a prominent role. As the story opens, an outbreak of tussock moths is threatening the health of the trees in the Northwoods. Government foresters want to spray DDT to eliminate the pests and keep the forest healthy. Here's the plot twist. A bunch of greedy loggers want the trees to be damaged so they can cut and sell the wood. Whereas 65 years ago, pesticides were portrayed as heroes. Today, you would be hard-pressed to find anything in praise of them. As entomologists, we're connected to the health of insects, but we also recognize that pesticides can be really useful. Without them, many farmers simply would not be able to grow or sell the crops damaged by insect pests. Take California, where almonds are king. More than 500,000 acres of orchards contribute to about 80% of worldwide almond production. A pest of almonds is the navel orangeworm. During its immature stage, the caterpillar feeds on the developing almond. Without effective control measures, this insect could severely damage the $4.3 billion industry. Entomologists generally favor a system known as integrated pest management, which uses chemical, biological, and cultural controls synergistically to control pests and reduce inputs of pesticides into the environment.
Our second feature film emphasizes, in a sensationalized and exaggerated fashion, the trade-offs to pesticide application. Locust, the Eighth Plague, is a 2005 sci-fi original about a swarm of genetically engineered flesh-eating locusts. When the locusts escape from a government research facility in Idaho, the military wants to eradicate them with chemical weapons. Colt Denton, local entomologist, also wants to save the local human population. But instead of chemical weapons, he proposes using organic pesticides. Here, the movie mixes things up a bit. The characters use organic to mean non-toxic and safe for the environment. In reality, the term organic insecticides, as used today, refers to insecticides that are not synthesized in a laboratory. An example of an organic pesticide would be nicotine, a familiar toxin from tobacco plants that acts on the nervous systems of animals and can be very deadly at low doses. Synthetic analogs of nicotine, the neonicotinoids, have recently gained infamy because of their potential effects on honeybees. A severe mishap with a pesticide applied inappropriately in Oregon caused the mass death of more than 50,000 bumblebees. To reduce the negative effects of pesticides, it's important to understand the biology of the target insect and how they'll affect the environment as a whole. Additionally, pesticides should only be used when necessary and in conjunction with other management tools. We hope you learned a little bit about pesticides and will join us as we suspend our disbelief and enjoy some great pesticide fear-related movies.
Doors to Fullinger Auditorium open at 6 p.m. An introduction by Entomology Department Chair May Barenbaum will be given at 7 o'clock, and the films start at 7:30. Details are available through the Department of Entomology website.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as Communication Coordinator.